It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Steve Price. He is with the Carbon County Extension Office here in part of Utah State University in Price. And they have a great opportunity for youth sixth grade and up to go and learn about wild horses. It's called Mustang Camp. And it is going to be July 27th and 28th. It's in Richfield. There are opportunities to carpool. There's people from here already going. And we'll tell you how you can get signed up for it and all those things. But we wanted to talk a little bit and kind of tell people what they're going to learn at this camp. Because this is interesting information. And you know, it's kind of a... Maybe it's a hot button topic. I'm not 100% sure where most people land on it. But we're going to talk about it for just a moment. Steve, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
So let's just jump right in right now and talk about the wild horse and the burro population here in our area, out on the deserts and those kinds of things. There's so many mixed stories that come out about it. And, you know, we can kind of see both sides, I think, living here in our area, can't we?
Yeah, so we, as well as other parts of Utah and most western states, we do have a fairly local wild horse and burro population. So they are mandated to be protected through the 1971 Wild Horse and Burro Act. And it is kind of a contentious issue because there's opinions across the full spectrum. Everyone... from clear down to remove them all, they're non-native, way up to they should always be left alone to let nature run its course, and everywhere in between. And so we do have a few populations that are fairly local, and we're really trying to get the get kids to experience that so they can learn firsthand what's actually going on there with the populations and what is happening on rangeland.
And the one thing that we talked about before we came on the air to discuss this is this is all, you know, the research has been done, and that's basically what you're basing this whole thing on, is the research was done, and Utah State did the research?
Yes. So there was a really large-scale research project across the United States, kind of learning how people felt about wild horse and burros, also their conceptions, or understandings, I should say, about them. And so we found interesting things like 40-something percent of folks didn't realize there were wild horses in Utah. There were quite a few people that were under the belief that wild horses were native to the United States, which isn't true. They were introduced with European colonists. And so there's a lot of misconceptions out there, misunderstandings. And so what we're really trying to do is show kids the science, show kids the history. We even have some guest speakers to kind of talk about both sides of the coin, if you will. We do demonstrations out on rangeland, showing them how actual range biologists determine forage capacity and different things like that. So we're really there to put the science in front of the kids, and we're not here to influence them one way or another. We're really just here to show them the facts and let them go back home and kind of contemplate this issue that's a very Western, very local issue.
And you kind of touched on some of them, but what kind of things are they going to be learning in the camp?
So we will be going to a holding facility. Well, they'll get to learn about the adoption program, about how BLM manages populations through roundups, as well as other sort of population control techniques. They'll get to go out and see wild horse and burros if we're lucky to get to them. And then they'll also be doing some classroom exercises about population biology, learning about equine science. will be doing some demonstrations on rangeland. So they get to really learn all sides of the biology of the horses, as well as some of the social aspects playing into this.
Okay. Is there going to be a fee for this camp at all?
Yes, there is a fee. It's $40, okay. And they can contact the extension office to get signed up.
And you also said that if they call and sign up through the extension office, you can kind of work through, you know, carpooling issues and things like that to get them down there. Is this an overnight, or is it a down and back and then down and back?
It's overnight. We actually have some hotel space there, so we'll be covering that part of the camp. And we even got a hotel with a pool, which is always fun for the kids.
Absolutely. So if you have a child that is interested in this, if you've got a kid that's interested in this, or even thinking about what would be if they're thinking about going into a certain field, like what kind of fields would this help in?
Oh, so we actually did some survey analysis with our previous camp. And what we learned is that kids that take our camp tend to be more interested in natural resources. They tend to be more interested in science and STEM in general. So it's actually a really cool way for kids from all sorts of backgrounds. They don't have to be horse lovers necessarily. We've had a lot of kids that are more into kind of the science, and one of the kids in a previous camp even was trying to design a robotic using Legos as something as a prototype to help horse control, which was kind of interesting.
All right, so if you have a child that is interested in any of those things, and what kid is not interested in science and STEM right now at this point, give them a call at your local extension office in Carbon County or Emory County. Get signed up, pay the fee, and they'll work everything out as far as carpooling and all those things go. It's the Mustang Camp coming up July 27th and 28th down in Richfield. Transportation will be taken care of with that $40 fee, and it sounds like it's going to be an interesting couple of days down there if you've got children that are interested in science or anything like that. Steve, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.